The show built for you, a nation of music fans.
Here we go!
The best of the stuff you know and love, and breaking tracks from your next favorite artist. On air, online, and streaming across the globe.
Yeah.
Unlock, plug in, turn up.
Happy Tuesday! What a night to be alive! I don't know about you guys, but I am feeling so good. I got a tummy full of dumplings. I got the seafood dumplings. I got the vegetarian dumplings. I got a whole plate of that spinach and garlic stuff, fried rice, tea. I am ready to bring you guys 3 hours of musical magic here on Ash London Live. Joining me in studio are the beautiful humans that make this show sound so damn good. Kick us off, sexy boy. What are you looking forward to tonight?
Me too.
How do you have so much money before payday? I had an 85 cents loaf of bread for dinner.
I've undone my pants because I couldn't fit. To be fair, I'd undone my pants before dinner. I've been undone all day. It's been a big weekend.
I'm pumped because we've got Katy Perry on our world-famous rooftop.
Yeah.
And you can be there.
Yeah. What if the person lives in Dubbo?
We're going to fly them.
What if they live in Dolby?
Well, that's a very expensive flight
out. We'll do it. What about Geraldton in WA?
Yes,
we'll fly you in. Doesn't matter. Draco, what are you excited for?
Obviously the Harry Styles tickets. I mean, I like Katy Perry, but I love Harry Styles. And we got those tickets, so you just register online and we call you back and you play.
It's
you
a Harry
head-to-head
off.
For Harry. Yeah, you've got to study Harry Styles.
You've got to know a lot about Harry. Don't be no fake fan because we'll weed you out. Well, you're excited for Katy Perry. You're excited for Harry Styles.
Yep.
I'm excited to have two very special guests in studio.
The Trending 10 on Ash London Live.
Well, I'm not alone in the studio this evening. I've got a cheeky bit of help in the form of Adam and Ruben from Peking Duck. Good evening.
What's up? How are you?
So great. It's always very risky of me to involve you in anything more than just like a 3-minute chat about your single because you tend to go off topic. And
yeah, I wouldn't.
Swear. But we love it.
I'm having a chat with you, Ash.
Exactly. Well, you're good. You're a good chat. You just keep it real for the people, you know.
That's true.
Gotta be done.
So we're about to get into the trending 10, which is like 10 tracks from around the world that are like topping different charts. There's YouTube, SoundCloud, there's Spotify, Weibo, which of course is Chinese Facebook.
Weibo.
Before we get into it, as makers of music in 2017, what do you think about the state of popular music? Are you happy when you turn on the radio? What are you loving to hear? What are you thinking? I'm done with this phase of music.
I think it's pretty exciting, personally. I think, the less expected songs are becoming hits now, and it's...
it's a really exciting
It's a pretty cool time, yeah.
If you look at people like Riri or Beyonce, what they did with their last albums, like, that's not conventional pop music.
Yeah,
it smashed the charts. And if you look at someone like Katy Perry, who just stuck with that conventional pop formula, people started going off it. So it's like... I think it's definitely good. Like Ruben said, I think the more unexpected stuff is the new... people want to get excited more and more. I think they're getting shoved so much shit in front of their face that they want the good stuff. So.
Good. Well, speaking of good stuff, we're kicking it off with one of my favorite songs that we have on this show.
Oh, my God.
Kendrick Lamar and Future.
K-Dat.
Two pretty cool dudes who have teamed up on a pretty cool track. Yeah. How wonderful is the state of hip-hop right now?
Because it's amazing.
It all just sounds... so different. There's not one specific sound. It's like
there is lots of different things going on. I think Atlanta's definitely running the game.
Yeah,
out of Atlanta, as you can actually see from this list that we have here.
There's Quavo's on every track.
Quavo
that we'll play tonight.
Yeah.
Ash London live.
I am joined by Peking Duck.
Thank you for having us.
Hey,
are you feeling the Spanish vibes on that track?
Very. Very Latin.
Do you know what Despacito means?
Tell me what it means.
My baby or something? Or I want to sleep with you or something?
No.
It
means slowly.
Despacito.
Very sensual.
It's all about
Tengo despacito.
There you go. I know you generally.
Despacito. Te amo.
Bueno, muchacho.
Yeah, there you go.
How about that?
Didn't know you were fluent in Spanish.
We are.
You guys never cease to amaze me. Justin Bieber's made quite the. Well, it's comeback's a shitty word, but he's on quite a few tracks at the moment. I know you generally work with amazing female vocalists, but if the Biebs calls you up and says, "Hey guys, I really love your stuff. Could I do a feature?" What are you gonna say?
Well, you know, he's got a pretty nice, voice, very soft on the ears, and who would say no to that?
Yeah, nice. Do you know whose voice I love?
Who?
The girl that is coming up next in our countdown. Would you like to have a look at him?
Oh my God, it's the one and only Miley Cyrus.
This is a cool song, though. It's, do you
Malibu.
Know
Malibu.
I actually don't know it.
Malibu. No, it's not a cover of Hole. Oh. That'd be good, though. She could definitely do some Courtney
goes,
Love.
I went down to Malibu. Malibu.
I actually haven't heard this song Malibu. Either, so I'm excited to get into it.
Well, you're about to hear it for the first time. Okay. Boys.
Let's hope you redeem yourself, Miley.
No, yeah, I'm excited.
Redeem herself from what?
From
name me one bad song she's done.
Appropriating hip-hop culture and then
okay,
going backwards.
Okay, you had to, like, get political. You
no, it's not political. It's not political.
Party in USA is a great pop song.
It is, for sure.
And
I
then,
love song.
Okay, you're absolutely right. You know there was what? A period there that, but it got everyone talking about it. It goes back to a country-esque roots, I want to say.
Oh, Billy Ray Cyrus's daughter.
Do you know he's gone back to just Cyrus?
Really?
He wants to be known as Cyrus twisted. Now.
I like that.
How good's that?
Don't break that heart.
Don't, hey, that achy break, just don't do it.
Just don't do it.
Don't do it,
don't
boys.
Don't go near it.
Stick around, boys, because your track is coming up in this countdown and we want to hear all about it. Of course, I'm talking about Peking Duck. In the meantime, Miley Cyrus, Woman of the Hour, coming in at number 7 with Malibu. This is Ash London Live. We're doing it for Dodo Mobile.
Ash London Live.
French Montana and Swae Lee at number 6 with Unforgettable. They've got a dance craze that's taken over the world. Have you seen any of the videos, Peking Duck, of the Unforgettable dance
yes.
craze?
Yes, indeed.
And
pretty funny.
I don't know if you heard the news, but The Weeknd is coming out to Australia on tour and he's bringing French with him.
Whoa.
Is that one VIP table at the club that you want to get an invite
oh,
to?
Oh, definitely. I just love see. French Montana's ad lib. How in every song he goes, I like that. Good on
it's
you.
Cool.
We were recently in LA and he invited us to his house to interview him. And we're like, cool. So we went out to Calabasas. Is
Did
that
you see his monkey? Was his monkey there?
No, the monkey wasn't there. I think that may be a rumor or maybe he doesn't own the monkey
anymore.
No,
he owns the monkey. Oh, maybe.
There was no monkey because I was looking. I was listening.
Yeah.
So we get there and he made us wait for like an hour. So we're just like sitting by his pool.
Yeah.
Like our phones are dying. We're so late. And then he like finally comes out in this like velour. What is that called?
Versace robe.
Robe with like Van sneakers on. It was just the randomest, weirdest hour and a half of my life.
Yeah.
Oh, shout out Frenchie.
That would have been sick though.
Yeah. Well. Well, I lied before when I said that your song was in this break. It still has. It's higher in the countdown than I thought it was because the people love it so hard. Are you surprised though? I mean, obviously you know you've got a banger on your hands.
I don't know. We've had that song sitting there for quite a long time. It was only recently that we got a Lunar on the song. So it's sort of like, it doesn't feel like this huge pressure with the release and everything.
Yeah.
It's sort of like, it's been such a part of us. And we played it in our sets for a long time, that beat. Of course, collaborating with a Lunar is a huge, huge honor.
So right now,
times
that's
are
cool.
changing.
Times
Ruben.
Are changing.
But the times they are a change.
You are going to hear that track after this one, Rita Ora, your song at number 5 on Ash London Live. We're still hanging out with Peking Duck.
Chilling with Ash London Live, baby.
How you going?
Well, the track, yeah.
So you said you were so stoked to get a Lunar George on this one. Her
Absolutely.
Voice is so beautiful. Did you have her in mind or was it one of those
yeah,
like...
Yeah, she was in mind. From the rip as soon as 100%. The beat was there. Definitely.
Yeah, Adam had this beat together. It sounded very nice, very sort of exquisite, very French.
Oh, exquisite.
And,
Très français.
Oui. And it sort of... sounded like pretty banging on the drops, like a banger, the old Peking Duck ones. And and then we had a little flip sesh in LA.
Strip it back.
Put the thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
Much. Put
take
that
away
back
some
up.
Of the noise, yeah. Put in some of the funk. And then, we wanted a Lunar from the get-go.
So
and,
cool. How did you get her?
We literally, like, we finished the beat and we were working on other stuff at the time, which is yet to be released. And then it was like, hang on, we've got this... like beat is completely done, like the song's done,
yeah.
So we sent it to a Lunar and then 2 days later she was like, I messed with this song,
okay.
So let's talk, and then we did, and then
so
it
great,
yeah.
And I love the video. I love you put your acting chops to use this video.
We stared at a TV screen for like 5 hours.
Yeah, but I imagine that would have been arduous and tedious because when you do the same thing for too long, you start to get really like existential about it. And
it
then
it's crazy.
Yeah,
we started hallucinating because we're staring at a screen,
staring at a blank screen.
Pretend that we were like, it was
and
hilarious.
Eating cold canned chicken soup. That was probably canned in the 70s. Yeah. It was awful.
It was a gluggy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Glutinous.
So thick.
It was so thick.
Thick and
that
cold.
I'm actually like dry hitting a bit too.
Yeah. But, you know, it was fun nonetheless. So shout out Lunar.
And
shout
I love that there everyone. Is a funk element to this song.
It's
funky. It's exciting because obviously like Calvin Harris has come out and he's doing something very different to what we're used to. And there's lots of funk elements in what he's doing.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's great to hear on the radio because you know, we haven't really heard a lot of that in a while. I mean, obviously, we get bits of Pharrell or whatever, but this, it's just a really cool sound. Yeah. It shows the versatility that you guys are capable of, which I think is awesome.
We're really happy that you dig it. Thank you.
I dig most of what you do.
Too kind.
Well, will you stick around until after the break? One more break, just so you can help me introduce the number one song.
100%.
Yeah, you guys are the best. Thank you. Peking Duck. Stick around. Ash London, live. I've got Adam and Ruben from Peking Duck with me now. Yeah. How do you feel about the fact that Quavo, do you know he's on, with Migos and by himself, 11 songs on the Billboard Hottest 100 feature Quavo?
I think it's the greatest thing that's happened ever in the world because the Migos are like the new age Hanson.
Yeah. Okay.
And a song like Bad and Bougie going number one in America is a real statement.
Yeah.
For the times that we're in. I think it's a beautiful statement because, I think that the world needs more of what Quavo's doing. So shout out Quavo.
100%.
And he's a genius as well. People like overlook him so much, but he's been writing for other people for a long time.
He makes clocks in his spare time. He's a genius.
No, he doesn't.
Nah.
Oh, why would you? I was so excited to share that bit of like information in the future. Like,
but he is a genius, so he might.
Yeah. He might. I think without him, there wouldn't be a lot of Travis Scott music that we've all grown to love. And I think a lot of Kanye stuff too. He's great.
But I think that he's such a great point because this is what we're seeing so often with not just urban artists, but pop artists especially, is that people are coming out as artists in their own right. They're doing features and people think, oh, there's some new artist. It's a flash in the pan. And then you look into it and you go, they've been working hard for other people for 10 years. They've proven themselves. They didn't even have to do this. They could have just lived in their mansion quietly.
That's very similar to old Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Like her writing chops for before she was Lady Gaga are ridiculous. And then when she did it, she just sort of launched and blew up the world. Because she was already so good.
Yeah.
And it was, everyone's like, who's this girl? But then if you look, it's like she was writing.
And I mean, she never had to prove anything really to herself. Like, she has just done her own thing from day one. Even 100%. When the records weren't selling as much, she just went, this is what I want to do. So,
stuck to her guns and killed it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
All right. Well, we're about to find out who's number one. But first, let's take a look at how we got here.
Trending to number one on Ash London Live.
Number 10. From the studios of Ash London Live.
The number one track on our trending 10 tonight, Justin Bieber and David Guetta. It is called To You, boys. Thank you so much for coming and hanging out with us tonight.
Thank you for having the boys.
Thank you for putting out another single.
Thank you so much.
We'll do it again.
Before I let you go, what's the plan for you guys? What's the rest of 2017 going to look like?
Ooh. Coming up with like a whole new live show, which is really exciting for us and very nerve-wracking. But
kind of daunting, yeah.
Daunting, but I think once we do it, it's going to be a whole new step for us.
Dinner suits and do pretty like much. Tony Bennett songs that you sing, harmonizing with each other.
Fly away, come fly. Or is that Frank Sinatra?
That's Frank Sinatra, but I think Tony Bennett didn't cover that at some point.
He did. We've got a lot of exciting
things.
We're
going to do a Bublé Christmas album cover. Why not?
David Campbell.
Campbell's soup cover.
It'll be that cold chicken that soup cold that you used in the video soup. For fake.
No, we've got a lot of exciting stuff coming. So
amazing. You guys don't need my good luck, but good luck. Have
Thank
fun.
Thank you so much. We love you.
Around the nation, this is Ash London Live.
Now, I'm breaking the rules right now because I've got a bit of audio I want to play, and generally we don't play like things that are a minute and 20 seconds, but this was amazing. So DJ Khaled put a video on Billboard today. It was him pretty much telling the story of how I'm the One came about. He talks about Chance the Rapper and Lil Wayne and Quavo, but my favorite part is him talking about how he got Justin Bieber on this track.
I was like, yo, JB was good. I wanted to present something to you. I don't want to email it. I don't want to text it. Well, before I explain, he said, yo, Khaled, come over. Come to my crib. Come check me. Man, I hung up the phone so fast. I jumped in the car. I went to his house. As soon as I get to the crib, the man start playing the piano. Like a movie. I got a speaker in my hand, a big speaker I brought, just in case, you know, I'm ready. I got a speaker in my trunk everywhere I go. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to present. After he's done playing the piano, he's like, where the record at? So I was like, I got it right here. So he sees me with the speaker. He's like, man, don't worry about a speaker. Come jump in my truck. I got a big system in there. So I go in his truck. It ain't no regular truck in size. The man got fur and all type of lights. Like you in a...
Like Pimp My Ride?
I don't, it's special. We plug
Exhibit
it up.
Pops out.
And, you know, I'm giving him my little presentation. I'm, before I play it, I'm like, yo, so this record, man, is, you know, I feel like this is going to be the one. So I play him the record. And we vibing. So, you know, I look real quick to look at him, and I see him moving his head. So I move back over here and close my eyes to give them that passion look. You know what I'm saying? Just in case he look at me so he know, you know, I want to make sure it's going right. When the music stopped, he was like, I like this. Yeah, I'm kind of like, don't say too much. Don't start, just go with the flow.
Man, I love DJ Khaled so much. He then goes on to talk about getting everyone else on the track. It's really, really an amazing insight as to how DJ Khaled brings people together. This is the guy that has 23 tracks on his new album. Every single one has a collab on there. But my favorite part was the very end when he inspired me so much with his words that I got a bit teary.
I'm the one, the only one, another one. You know what I'm saying? If you don't wake up in the morning and look at the mirror and say you're the greatest and you're the one, then what are you? I know you can't wake up in the morning, look in the mirror and say, I'm number two. You can't say, I'm all right. Nah, we the best. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. You know what I mean?
We the best. We the best music.
Do it, do it.
We the best music.
Oh.
DJ Khaled.
Another one.
We love this man. We love his positivity and we love how passionate he is about the music he makes. There's a reason this track went to number one all over the world. Justin Bieber, Chance the Rapper, Lil Wayne, Quavo, and of course, our man, DJ Khaled. It's my dream to get him on this show one day. It's I'm the One. You are listening to Ash London Live.
Ash London Live.